Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Veteran Talk. I'm your host, Priscilla Jones, and I'm here to discuss a variety of issues about the VA with you. Today's discussion is about the evolving and de-evolving changes within the VA's call center. Now, I can't see your response, but nod your head if you can recall ever calling the VA call center hotline number 1-800-827-1000. I can see some expressive responses at the mention of the number. In what was once a standard use of obtaining the static information to what you need to know with a full staff of customer service type of representatives at the helm, the call center was our hub for connection to our benefits. So, what has been happening with this formative tool that we either loved or hated? For my journey, I was using the call center for my compensation claim status in the early 2000s after filing my initial claim in 1996 and appealing a negative decision. The call center was full of bright, intelligent workers, some were veterans and filing claims themselves, who were all knowledgeable and helpful. A few were willing to go the extra mile to give you more information. However, they usually stick to whatever was on screen, and that's that. If you had called as often as I had, there were a few personnel that recognized my voice and knew my ID info. You know, last four and what branch of service you're in. And gingerly gave what information he or she could give. I felt like a valued client of the VA call center. In New York City, the call center was within the VA regional office building, and as I got informative recommendation to the next step process in my claims, I learned that there were a huge group of call center reps that was about to retire, and a new staff was going to take over and replace them. One of the few representatives of whom I established a rapport with had very much prepared me for in advance for the change that was about to come. I wasn't happy about it, but she was one of the retirees who always did more for me than the usual to help get updated information to me. So now, this was the junction between the enormous backlog claims that was receiving nationwide news and attention, and the reformation of the call center. The 800 call center number, per se, was about to take a different turn to process all of the incoming calls from veterans, families of veterans, and even lawyers for appellate cases. In order to control the influx of calls, the VA decided to forego every state's office having their own call center to a regional style call center where the veteran, let's say, calls the number, but you'll be connected to the next open queue at the new call center system. The VA set up different locations of call center hubs throughout the nation. For example, I called the 800 number thinking that I'm connected to the VA regional office in Lower Manhattan. That was the old system. With the revamped call center, that same 800 number might connect me to Albany office or a Phoenix office out of state. Basically, you had absolutely no idea where the call is going to be connected to, nor any indication where your call is being routed. Needless to say, the VA also began outsourcing a lot of their claims to other offices without your knowledge. Whenever you did get a rep willing to tell you that your C files are in another state, it would baffle your mind, and trust me, you'll get even testy. It's not the men or women at the end of the call who are to blame, although I believe they were getting a lot of verbal abuse and frustrated individuals, but the negative inputs really belong to the VA's mishandling of a quote-unquote good intention. No matter what the VA did, setting up hubs all over the nation, even extending the hours of operations, seemed to propel the VA further into a ditch of unexpectation. So I'm going to take a brief moment here, let you hear from my sponsor, and I'm going to come back to you and tell you about another degradation that has happened with the VA call center system. Okay? And I will be right back with you. Okay, another noticeable degradation was their assistance. For example, if I called and asked to please send me a VA 21-22 form to my home address, it wasn't a problem before. While in society, many of the veterans having access to their own home printers or at work or at the public library, the VA call center reps absolutely refuses to print out any type of forms at your request. They assume the general public has now access to forms and print capabilities with their own computer and printer or access to one. Some veterans don't want to go painstakingly through all those lists of forms to print what they want. Try calling the 800 number now and request of any VA form, and the representative will direct you to go to their website, www.va.gov, log in, and scroll to apply for whatever your benefits are. You can fill out online or print out for yourself and send it to the intake center to the state that handles all claims. Nothing is simple anymore, and I missed it when they used to give a star treatment, really looking out for us. Now we have to do it ourselves with minimal help from the call centers. Now, with the claim process streamlined very differently, other accesses are available now, and thus pushing the need for calling the call center on the brink of non-existence. Any correspondence that you receive of the VA doesn't have the 800-827-1000 phone number anymore, just a fax number nowadays. They had been the most needed during the early years of the computer age automation and has come to an almost retirement age post-Trump era presidential years. Okay? In the first term of President Barack Obama's presidency, I remember he addressed the claims backlog and gave the VA the means to get it reduced. His final term set up more programs and reconstruction of others. Then President Donald Trump revamped the appeals process and claims were being decided quicker, but lots of errors were still being made, which places us right back again with the backlog. I've heard President Joe Biden's only narrative concern right now is the vaccination for all campaign. Okay, which he advertently included the VA to send texts, emails, sending letters, even asks of our primary care doctors if we want to be vaccinated at our appointment time. Do you see where the call center fit in any of our president's agenda, or the secretary of the VA, or the director of whatever program's bigwig is seated? Ladies and gentlemen, I have an important in-your-face revelation. The call center system is becoming extinct. That's right. Its relevancy is no longer required in our society. Today's technology has been improving by giving us information at our fingertips instead of dialing the phone for that almost same at our fingertips. Media and the internet is giving you an option to click rather than call for updates or details about a claim, appeal, etc. There's even a direct number to call for education, home loan, burial, life insurance, to name a few. They all have their own web design layout, luring your mind to not think about calling that silly old 800 number to get what you can ordinarily obtain through the internet. Genius way of moving us from the crutch of the phones to the cane of the net. In other words, from one support system to another support system without a fuss, limited as it might be. My question to you, let me ask this way. Are we better off without a call center system that does absolutely stray from its origins? Or do we save it and sort of revamp it into something usable? If it's no longer serving its purpose, not retaining the aid and support from within their own hierarchy, no budgeting proposals for improvement, then ultimately, this is an obsolete project that has run its course and has no purpose, use, or designation in the lives of veterans or the creation of jobs in the workforce. Is that fair to say? I think it is. Some things just run its course, and that is what the VA call system, the call center system, has done. I personally haven't called in a while, but when I did, about a year or so ago before the COVID-19 pandemic, it was a mere shell of its former existence. I believe I had wanted to see if the home loan representative would have information for me about changing my last name on my VA home loan certificate. I got the certificate around 2004, just to make that note. She said I had to file a new certificate all over again because the one I had expired, and within the year, if you don't use it, it's no good. I asked her if she could mail me a new application form while I had her on the phone. Simple process, right? Well, very strongly and adamantly, she said to go online to print it myself. With a determined attitudinal voice of "That's it, nothing else, I have done my duty, now you have to go," tone of voice, she ended the call, a less than 3 minute worth of help. Oh, good Lord. Perhaps in the near future, some brilliant tech guy will come with a smooth transition of the call center's 800 number into something less tragic than it ended up being. Give the 800-827-1000 phone number its last shred of dignity before our next generation of veterans becomes part of the system. Also, don't be fooled by the alternate VA call center phone number, 1-800-698-2411. I believe it was set up to relieve the overwhelming population of the 800-827-1000 phone number. I have that number listed as new VA call center in my contacts, even though it's not new. And I can't recall how I stumbled onto that backup phone number. But I can say that their phone system is just the same as the other 800 number, but with minimal difference in the setup. Okay, so that wraps it up for me today. And I thank you for listening to Veterans Talk with me. And don't forget, if you can, if you like what you're hearing, just subscribe, hit that button and subscribe to me, and we'll get you out all the information that you can. So this is me signing off. Until the next time, I'll talk to you later.